Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Patty Faison, who's an international design consultant who focuses in the ceramic and porcelain tile market. Patty, how you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, Kemp.
That's good to talk to you. I think it's been about a year since we've done an interview, and I look forward to seeing you in person at Coverings in a couple of weeks in Orlando. Why don't you tell me real quick, what's been going on in, as far as trends in the tile market?
Well, as everyone knows, much like every other industry, the ceramic tile manufacturers in every country have been impacted with the slowdown.
Yeah.
It's not just in the United States, it's everywhere. But manufacturers, I think, have been very creative with how they are using their time in slowdown. So rather than producing the mass quantities of tile that they were previously producing, they're spending a lot of time, a lot of energy on researching innovation. So at Coverings this year, I think you're going to get a few treats, and it may surprise you just how many innovative directions these manufacturers are taking.
Okay, so we've covered before the thin tile, which probably really shouldn't be used on flooring yet.
But, right.
We also covered this inkjet technology, which allows them to put in a total box of tile, you'll never get the same pattern twice. So those are two innovations. What else is, can you talk about them yet, or are you going to wait till they roll?
I can. With the slim tile, I think the new direction you're going to see is application direction. So I think that you're right. I think there's some reservation or at least some limitation of where you can use slim tile on a floor application. It really is more closely targeted to wall installations, with the exception of renovation on the floor. Tile over tile is perfect.
Right.
However, what you're going to see is you are going to see ceramic laminates. You're going to see ceramic furniture, suspended ceilings, all types of details that the thin or slim format ceramic tile, especially in large panels, is absolutely perfect for. So it's moving ceramic tile into more of an industrial material finish that looks exactly like ceramic, has all the technical qualities of ceramic, but of course the application and the market is much larger.
Yeah.
So you're gonna see some of those items. They're very, very creative. You're gonna see joint venture things like tub in a box, where the slim tile is all of the large slab format decking.
Mm-hmm.
And of course that's combined with a thicker, more traditional ceramic tile for your deck, your floor, and your walls. So creative applications such as that with the thin tile application.
Okay.
Now, the other place, newer, that you might not have talked about, and companies were just emerging with it in the last, I would say, 13 months, is all of the antimicrobial glazes.
Right.
The glazes that are eating CO2 on the exterior of building using titanium dioxide. And now integrated systems with ventilated systems that are called life walls or vegetated walls.
Yeah. Actually, we saw last year, I think, at Coverings, Stone Peak was rolling out this new pollution-eating.
Correct.
And so there's more of that happening, isn't there?
There is more of that happening. And what happens with a new innovation, once people see the commercial value of it, more companies get involved, more companies do the research. And, of course, it brings the price of that technology down.
Right.
So that's exciting for me because it does open up a lot more uses and you have a lot more healthy competition so that these great technologies can be adopted in the United States.
All right. From a just a look and design and color, are we still seeing, when things are in recessions, people move back toward minimalistic and we're still seeing more and larger format, thinner grout lines. Those are all still trends we're continuing to see, right?
They are. I know when we came home from Sebisama, which was just held in February, we saw a consistent color trend across the board from all of the manufacturers internationally. They seem to be taking a look at it to create a mood for what they believe the people want. People are trending towards staying home more often as opposed to spending their money and going out. They want to feel a sense of personal space within their home. So we saw a lot of red, and I expect that at Coverings we will again see it, not just as an accent color, but as full programs of ceramic tile in reds from I would say a beautiful, bright citrus orange all the way through to a dark, dark, almost eggplant purple, and everything in between.
Okay,
so red was a very powerful color that we saw in Europe this year.
Okay.
The other color trend that we saw was a black and white, but something very updated for the 21st century. It wasn't Hollywood. It wasn't sort of Zen minimalistic. It was charcoal grays used with black, used with a lot of texture, sort of juxtaposing a gloss finish against a matte finish. And the black and whites looked really, really fresh. They weren't quite as high contrast as sort of the Hollywood. And a lot of that bling had gone, which I think is suggestive of the lack of appetite for overly consuming material. It's toned down a bit this year.
All right, that's interesting. Tell us, as far as we've covered the look of it, let's talk about the economy. You started out talking about that, but I know you interact with a lot of people who specify tile. What kind of activity are you seeing out there? Is it picking up any?
Well, you know, we are. There is, I think, sort of peaks and valleys in this recession. We're definitely seeing signs of recovery. We're definitely seeing steady growth. I wouldn't say strong growth, but steady growth in many, many markets. Some markets are doing better than others. We have a lot of renovation activity, and I think it's going to be a key place for distributors and retailers to focus on is that renovation market, whether it's people who have decided not to sell their home and to fix it up for investment value and keep on to it, or they're buying homes that are coming on the market at very good value, and then, of course, renovating.
Right. And that's primarily on the residential side. What are you seeing on the commercial side? Do you see much activity there?
On the commercial side, you know, I think that that is even more varied. It depends. A lot of the stimulus money has come out, and the projects are winding down, or they've already been specified. So we're not seeing a lot of activity there. But conversely, we are seeing more money being invested from school pension funds and updates to schools. We're also seeing hospitality jump on board cautiously, but the renovation of their programs, because, of course, the tourism industry has also lost a lot of its potential clients, and they're trying to engage and attract people. So we are seeing a lot more hospitality-driven specifications.
All right, great. Well, Patty, before we run out of time, I know that you're on the board of the Ceramic Tile Education Foundation. They've been working for the past couple of years on this certification. How's that going?
Well, we're all very excited about it. We're reaching numbers that really have some bite to them now. The biggest thing is that the certification course is exactly that. It's an installer walking in and saying, I know how to set tile. Let me show you, certify me, and differentiate me from the people that perhaps do not know industry standards and how to go about setting a quality, proper installation. We've got one state, which we're very, very thrilled about. We're now at such a critical mass that the designers, the architects, the specifications are reading right at the body, at the bottom of their spec that they must be a certified tile installer. That's where we need to get in every single state.
What state is that?
That's Wisconsin.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, and that's just one distributor and one tile setter that decided they were going to tell everybody they knew that was their competitors, and they were going to encourage them to take the certification just simply so that they could get to a position of power within their state.
Okay.
It was interesting.
So the goal is to have specifiers require that the tile be installed by the CTF certified people, right?
Well, that's best scenario. It certainly is one step below that for homeowners, for the users of ceramic tile to recognize that they can demand a certified installer, and there's a level of guarantee that that gentleman or lady knows exactly what they're doing when they're installing tile.
Okay. We are about to run out of time. I want to just, real quick, the people that don't know you, you will be at coverings, and you probably will be doing seminars, as you always do, in the Tile of Spain area. Is that going to continue?
Well, I'm doing daily sessions, fun sessions, on the Tile of Spain pavilion,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But I also have two seminars upstairs. One is called The Amazing Race, and it will sort of hone in on what you can do during this economic recovery to actually draw clients in. What are the right strategies and steps? And then I will be also doing a session on how to specify tile.
Okay,
that's
great.
That's on Thursday.
All right. Well, Patty, it's good to talk to you. I've been talking to Patty Faison, who's an international design consultant who is an expert in the tile market. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.